Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I have had trouble selling real estate in Washington, D.C. Now, that's kind of an odd thing for me to say, considering, you know, how well I sell real estate. But we have a dilemma when we sell property in Washington, D.C., where there's a renter living in the property. You've probably heard of TOPA. In fact, I had a property on Rhode Island Avenue. There was a three-level row house built in like 1912, 1914, thereabouts, that the previous owner had rented three units, broken it up individually, metered, and rented three units in that building. Well, two of the units were empty, but the bottom unit was not. And as a result of my client signing a listing agreement with me and agreeing to sell, having the intention to sell his property and not announcing this to the tenant first, he put himself into a legal juxtaposition where the tenant could hold him over a barrel in the sale of the property. And I brought Bobby Lee, who is with Sage Title. And Sage Title is in the RGS family of title companies in the Washington, D.C. region. Great company to work with if you're looking for a good settlement attorney, attorney to handle difficult and challenging transactions. Bobby's a great guy to speak with. In fact, Bobby, good morning to you, by the way.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for getting up on a Father's Day. I appreciate it. It's kind of an early morning climb to get to get up at 7 o'clock and have a conversation. So much appreciated.
No problem. I am happy to do so.
Hey, and Bobby, since it's Father's Day, let me just mention, you have an 11-year-old son, right? Rising fifth grader named Connor. I mean, he must think the world of you.
So far, he still does. Probably for another year or so, he'll look up to me. After a while, I'll just be some old man that is on his case every day, right?
I'm already there, so yeah.
You're dating yourself.
So, well, happy Father's Day to you.
I appreciate it, and to you too.
Thank you. So, you just heard my little story. Give me the inside. Give us the inside scoop on TOPA. I hear rumblings there may be changes coming. Is there anything, maybe kind of lay out the groundwork and tell us what might be happening?
Well, as it stands now, first of all, it's important to understand, yeah, it's a very complex law, and in the limited amount of time, I can only give you to certain bits and pieces of relevant information, but probably enough so that it's on all potential sellers' radar screens.
Okay.
The law was originally intended to stem the tide of gentrification in D.C. and to provide affordable housing opportunities or maintain affordable housing opportunities for its longtime residents. All right. Now, if you look at the home values in D.C. and the dynamics of the market down there in D.C., it's really done none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what it has done, though, is afforded tenants the opportunity to essentially use the TOPA law as a bargaining chip to their advantage. And when I say tenants, it's a very broad definition of tenants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a lease. You don't have to even be current on your rent. You could be someone like a live-in girlfriend or a live-in caretaker. Anyone essentially who's an adult who resides in the property is going to be able to claim TOPA rights. And essentially, they can hold up the sale of a property for literally tens of thousands of dollars if they so choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that's really difficult for sellers, and in many cases for buyers, to wrap their hands around. So, geez, you know, we just want to sell our house, and mm-hmm. we just want to buy your house. And frankly, has been a really a big cause of title claims in the District of Columbia. Part of what people need to understand is it's not simply that the property is vacant. If the landlord decided to sell at the time that it was subject to a tenancy, and remember, a tenancy is a very broad definition, right? So if I'm let's say I'm your landlord, Eric, okay, and I say, hey, Eric,
mm-hmm.
your lease runs up at the end of June. Are you going to move out? and we're just having a casual conversation. And you say, yeah, Bobby, it's been great knowing you, but, you know, I'm moving on. I'm going to go buy my own place or whatever and so forth and so on. I said, that's wonderful, because then if you're going to move out, I think I'll probably put the place on the market. And you move out. The lease has expired.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't hired a real estate agent yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go out in mid-July or August and get myself a real estate agent. Well, guess what? Because I expressed my intent to sell the place to you while you were there, TOPA now applies.
Amazing.
And I have to give you the notices, even though you moved out voluntarily on your own. What I tell people, two things that everyone needs to walk away from in this discussion is, number one, you have to have the 100% cooperation of all tenants, okay? And for our purposes, we define a tenant as anyone over the age of 18 residing in the property, legally or not,
mm-hmm.
All right? So you have to have their 100% cooperation, number one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, there's no way to waive this requirement. You can't skirt the law. Once TOPA applies, you have to provide them the proper notices. That's it. You know, sometimes people have come to me and say, well, there's got to be a way around this, you know, or there's a workaround. And frankly, there are some people in our business who have tried to develop a workaround. Well, in the long term, none of those are going to work, and they're going to get sued, and all they're doing is creating liability for their clients. You have to follow the rules, and if you know what the rules are and you follow them, then honestly, it's not that bad. It may seem onerous at first,
mm-hmm.
but once you know what to do and you get ahead of the curve, it's something that can be done, because we do it all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but you have to follow the rules.
So, Bobby, if someone's listening today, or if I have a future client who contacts me and they have a property in Washington, D.C., and they reach out and tell me that they're thinking about selling, but they've got renters in their property, what should I tell them?
Well, first of all, if they have renters in the property, you have to find out when they are they planning on vacating the property. If they plan to vacate the property,
mm-hmm.
I would frankly say come back, the mere fact that they reached out to you, Eric Stewart, as a real estate agent, all right, that alone suggests that they're contemplating the sale of the property, which in and of itself invokes TOPA.
Right,
all right,
right.
But as a real estate agent, I'd want to know, are they planning on vacating the property? For one, if the tenants are going to stay in the property, you know that when you sell the property, when you list it, you know, it's going to come with tenants. So that limits the number of people who can really buy the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
typically in that case, you're looking at people who are investors who are looking for rental properties, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, if the prospective seller says, well, the lease runs up at the end of June, they're going to be vacating the property, I would frankly tell you, when the lease runs up and they vacate the property, come back to me, let's talk, okay,
mm-hmm.
and I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing is, one of the bits of advice that I tell prospective sellers, and this is one of these ones that people really have a hard time with, if you know you're selling the property, you need to give back every penny of the tenant's security deposit, even if they trash the place, plus interest. Don't hold back any of that deposit, because I have seen too many cases where the landlord holds back some of the deposit, then they put the house on the market, the tenants start fighting with them, they go get a lawyer, and the first thing the lawyer claims is, oh, you didn't give me TOPA notices.
Oh, no.
And now you've cost yourself a lot more money than that.
Mm.
So if you're a prospective seller,
mm-hmm.
and you know you're going to sell the place, whether you've communicated that to anyone else or not, you know you're going to sell the place,
mm-hmm.
be prepared to give back every penny of that security deposit plus interest, even if the tenants trash the place.
Fascinating.
You really need the 100% cooperation of all tenants.
And for buyers who may be thinking of buying a property, be careful walking in until you know that the ground is solid. Because you can be just, it can become a nightmare for you trying to settle on a property when the tenant is making it difficult for the seller to complete the transaction due to TOPA. So it could be a mess all the way around. Bobby, we have run out of time, and this is such rich, good content. I appreciate it. Come back again soon, okay?
Very good. Thank you for having me, Eric.
You got it.
Happy
Bobby Lee
Father's
with...
Father's Day to you once again.
Oh, well, happy Father's Day to you, too. And Bobby Lee with Sage Title. You can reach out to Bobby directly at 301-654-2560. That's 301-654-2560 if you would like more information, or maybe Bobby can provide you some help with your real estate legal needs. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. I've got a couple homes to chat about. Plus, how do you calculate commissions? Do you calculate on the net or the gross, and why is that the case? Want to know? I'll tell you. I'll be right back.